everyone, and welcome back to the Sports Sermon. Today we have a bit of the NBA All-Star Game on tap for you guys. I am joined by an illustrious panel of basketball experts today. We have sports editor Tyler Puri.
I think calling Parker a basketball expert is a little bit of a stretch.
Assistant sports editor Alex Lewontin.
Acting sports editor Alex Lewontin.
All right, settle down. Assistant halftime sports editor Parker Houston.
I think calling this a illustrious panel is a little bit of a stretch.
Fair.
and assistant features editor Johnny Amon.
I think we're all reasonably educated basketball.
Ever the diplomat.
So the 2017 NBA All-Star Game is going to take place in New Orleans, Louisiana. Just a bit of background. It was originally supposed to take place in Charlotte, North Carolina, but it was moved to New Orleans because of North Carolina's controversial HB 2 bill, which limits anti-discrimination protections against the LGBT community. So that's why it's in New Orleans. Then the NBA announced the rosters for the game about a week ago, the full rosters. The starters were announced, I think, about a week before that. We're going to talk about the Eastern Conference first. So the starters for the East, we have Kyrie Irving, DeMar DeRozan, LeBron James, Giannis, and I'm not even going to try.
Giannis.
Listen, I'm trying my best.
It's like a dude, he's just the Greek freak, and we'll leave it at that. Everybody knows who you're talking about.
And Jimmy Butler. So tell me what you guys think of the Eastern Conference starters.
I think it's a good representation of the way the NBA is played now. There's no center on the floor and
no forwards, arguably.
Practically five guards on the floor. This is what I want to see when I'm watching an All-Star game, and I think it's a good, solid starting lineup. My only objection would be Kyrie Irving starting. I think both John Wall and Isaiah Thomas are better alternatives, Isaiah Thomas being the stronger of the alternatives just because he's the best fourth
quarter player. Go with your heart,
Tyler.
You can
I don't have to be diplomatic anymore. Wall is the fucking greatest of all time, and he should be starting in the NBA All-Star game.
We'll defend Isaiah Thomas.
He's also being paid more than Bradley Beal.
This is true.
I mean, like, there's nothing you can do about that.
Chris Almeida looks pretty bad right now with the way Wizards are playing.
Yeah, shout out Chris.
He looked good for a while.
He looked really good for a little bit at the beginning of the season.
Anyway, Isaiah Thomas, most fourth quarter points in the league right now, which is something.
Over 10 a game per game. It's ridiculous.
In the fourth quarter?
In the fourth quarter.
It's unbelievable.
At 5'9".
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's the only time anyone's described him as over 10.
Damn, dude.
That was good.
Sorry, Isaiah, if you're listening.
That's not my man's, but I'm not happy about that.
With the way this lineup is going, I almost want to see the NBA remove forward guards in the voting and just have it straight up the five guys you want.
I mean, say pure basketball.
I think that works really well in the East, but when we get to the West, I'm not sure that works quite as well.
No, the West's lineup is jacked.
I think the West lineup is the five best players in the West, in my opinion.
Oh, absolutely not.
We'll get there. So, can we get there?
I'm going to talk about the reserves.
Let's talk about the reserves. So, we've got, as you guys said, John Wall, Isaiah Thomas, also have Paul George, Kevin Love, Kyle Lowry, Kemba Walker, Paul Millsap. I think this is a solid reserve lineup that there wasn't that much debate about, except for when you get to Millsap.
I mean, I'm a little down on Kevin Love. I'm not sure Love.
Kevin Love's hurt, so he's not going to play.
He's not going to play.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're considering trading the man's for Melo,
don't risk it.
In the player vote, Paul Millsap came in 12th. I'm just going to throw it out there. Joel Embiid came in 8th.
Popular vote doesn't matter anymore.
No, but this is the player vote.
Maybe Paul Millsap's like a really introverted guy. Maybe he doesn't like put himself out there.
Look, I don't know. All I want is Joel Embiid to go back to the days when he would tweet about Rihanna a lot. Those were the best
Paul Millsap has always just been super consistent, not like flashy, but he's always just been a super good player.
He was incredible defensively last year for the Hawks.
This is what I don't get. So he was four spots ahead of... Joel Embiid was four spots ahead of Paul Millsap in the player voting, and then in the media voting, Paul Millsap was tied for 8th, and Joel Embiid was, like, a clear 5. And there were four people tied for 8th.
I think they weighed differently.
Yeah, Drummond,
it's
Paul
25%
George
for the player and 25% for the media, and then 50% for the fan.
Hold up, I'm going to go to the board and write this out.
So, like, yeah, we need a chalkboard.
So the media probably was the one that did it. Like, I'm sure he was down there in the media.
No, Joel Embiid was fifth. Like, there's no, I don't.
Media? That's because the reserves are taken by the coach.
Yeah. Oh.
They're not the voting.
Yeah, edit that out. We don't.
Yeah.
Have them
I did not know that. This is news to me. Anyways, it's bullshit.
Illustrious panel. Illustrious panel.
I think the coaches like thinking they're above the idea that, like, oh, look at all the fans, like, getting riled up about Joel Embiid. We're better than that. We know basketball, so we're going to stick with, like, the old school, like, consistent player rather than the flashy new one.
For the record, I'm also above that idea just because Joel Embiid plays 28 minutes a game and he's played 30 games thus far.
He's a fun player.
He's the best
rebound. He's averaging 20 points a game.
If he's a fun player, let's put, like, the human pogo stick in the game. Like, let's
can
get Jeremy
put,
Evans.
Can we put a young Pope in there?
Why not?
He's a fun guy.
They're all fun people.
Direction
right?
We're heading with this, absolutely.
He's the best rim protector in the league right
False.
Now.
False.
No, he
Hassan Whiteside, Rudy Gobert, both
no,
way better.
Averaging 2.5 blocks a game, and more than
Rudy
that,
Gobert is averaging like 3.5.
More than that, that's not the most important stat because blocking is one way of disrupting a shot, but it's just about basically getting your hand up there and preventing him from getting the ball into the basket from close. And he has the lowest opposing field goal percentage from within 6 feet.
But when you play 28 minutes, that's your best 28 minutes. Rudy Gobert plays 30 something, and he's going to be tired in the last eight.
I mean, maybe, but like. Are we sure that makes up the difference? Because he's been playing incredibly.
Hey,
he's such a dynamic.
Also, Philly plays a lot of subs because they're down a lot in a lot of games, and so they put the subs in and the subs.
Not recently.
There.
I mean, not recently.
Like, they've been playing really well.
I mean, it's 11 games. They've won 8 out of 11. Like
hey,
the
2017
the other,
has
the
been
other
big 25 for a lot of teams.
Are like bad.
The Wizards and the 76ers have both been really good in 2016.
If LeBron's asking for a trade in 11 games, why can't you give the Sixers credit for 11 games?
Real quick, I'm looking through the...
LeBron's asking for a trade, not for himself, but for a playmaker. If LeBron's asking for this team to pick up another player based on the results of the first 11 games of the year, why can't those first 11 games be significant for
I'm not LeBron.
Well?
They're signing a player.
They shouldn't sign a playmaker. Like...
They're going to, like, Baron Davis.
At least it's consistent.
Baron Davis, oh my God, Baron Davis is incredible. I'm looking forward to seeing Baron Davis.
No, he's coming back.
How long has he been out of the league?
Like 3 years?
I just realized that this media voting panel is really not what it needs to be. I mean, just looking through all the names, I don't see Stephen A. Smith on here. So don't trust the way the media voted in this All-Star
I also didn't see Kevin Huggard on there.
Hey, Bill Simmons is on there, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Bill Simmons is
on because he's the most reputable.
Thank God.
Yeah. Unbiased.
I don't want to hear it.
Okay, so overall, we agree on the East except for maybe Paul Millsap.
And Isaiah Thomas.
I think
making the roster.
You could argue Drummond and Whiteside in that spot, too, I think.
Over Embiid?
I would try that. I am trying it.
You could argue that spot.
He's a totally improved player.
You could, what sucks is that Bosch is hurt. Like, this is normally Chris Bosch's spot.
Who would be, if we were having just a center position, who would be the center, do you guys think? Kristaps or Drummond or?
Drummond.
Drummond is better than Kristaps.
Yeah, Drummond or Whiteside or Embiid, of course.
As much as I love Kristaps, Drummond is better. I still don't think the Knicks deserve Kristaps.
I mean, if there was a center, let's be honest, Embiid would be starting.
Oh, yeah.
The way the votes stacked out. It's a toss-up between Drummond, Whiteside, and Embiid.
Do they count Kristaps as a center or is he a power forward?
He's a forward. But he should be a five.
I mean, he's 7'3".
Hey.
Yeah, so is Giannis, basically.
Yeah, Giannis is like 6'10", I thought.
But, like, he's also basically a 7-footer, but he's kind of a point guard.
Well, Well, 7'3 and 6'10 are very different in terms
of... All right, we've argued you about 2 inches. Let's move on to the West.
It's five inches.
Oh, you said 7'3".
Okay, so
Parker, 7'3".
Parker can't do math. So any statistics he says from this point
again, I can do skill curves.
Okay, another kind of fun fact from the East is that it's the first year since 2004 that neither Melo or Wade are in.
Love it,
gotta love it,
love it,
dude. The new regime is here.
It's finally happened. Mm-hmm. We're no longer honoring old people just because they did well 6 years ago.
This is the best part.
Dude, didn't you like love Kobe?
Wade would have started.
Yeah, no, Kobe deserves everything that ever came to him. He won 5 championships. Melo, I'm sorry, you don't win a ring. I'm not sacking up your old.
I want Derrick Rose too.
I've had enough of this already.
That's enough of that.
All right, so then let's go to the West. The Western starters, we have Steph Curry.
Sorry.
James Harden, Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard, and Anthony Davis.
Traditional.
Yeah, one massive snub there that you sure you guys will talk about, but what do you think of the West?
Austin Rivers should have been the starting point guard over Russell Westbrook. I'm sorry.
Over Russ.
Westbrook isn't starting point guard.
What?
Okay, Russell Westbrook then.
Yeah,
he's can we do that thing?
No, I'm joking.
Can we do that thing on Around the Horn where like you mute somebody for a couple minutes? I'm gonna mute Parker right now so I can get my spiel out.
Get him, Tyler.
No, Steph Curry like shouldn't be starting. This is the coldest take of all time. Russell Westbrook is averaging a triple double.
Through the All-Star.
I don't know why the you know what. The media is the enemy party right now, to quote the current administration.
The media, voted Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook with 93 and Harden with 91, and then Curry
they don't want,
with
they don't
six.
Want Westbrook to succeed.
Also, the New York Times had a great profile of Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, that's coming out in the magazine.
The media, the media,
it was a fantastic
article.
Yeah,
read it. Okay.
Yeah. The media is not the issue here. They voted, again, 93 votes for Westbrook, 91
yeah, the issue,
for Harden,
the issue,
and 6 for Curry.
Yeah, the issue was the fans, because the voting ended up Steph...
Who
at
are those
one,
six people who voted
Harden
for
at two,
I have no
and
idea.
Then
let's go get
Russell
him.
At three.
One for Chris Paul, who's injured and not going to play, and one for Clay?
We'll talk
one
about
for
Chris Paul,
Paul
later.
Over
we'll
Russell
talk about Chris
and
Paul
Steph.
Later. Somebody voted the whole Warriors.
Oh, yeah. Stupid.
Yeah, I mean, I think the issue with the voting was the fans, because...
They wanted Zaza.
They wanted Zaza.
Well,
hey,
that's
I
a
wanted
different
Zaza
position.
Too.
But...
Zaza.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you guys see any other... big snubs here.
Yo, why isn't Tim Duncan in the All-Star game, dude? He's like a staple in this thing.
Are we
dude,
getting,
we're getting to
reserves? Are we getting to reserves yet, or just starters?
Yeah, we'll get to reserves. So,
are we going to want to go through the reserves?
Yet? Yeah, so the reserves, as we said, are Russell Westbrook, and then we also have Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, DeMarcus Cousins, Marc Gasol, DeAndre Jordan, and Gordon Hayward. So what do you guys think of the reserves?
My man's Gordon Hayward.
I would have put Lillard in over either Draymond or Klay, I believe.
See, the thing is, like, Lillard was snubbed, but not as snubbed as last year, so now it doesn't look as bad.
Yeah, I know, but just, like, it was bad. It's still bad both years. Like, objectively, the thing about the Warriors is there's so many good players on the team that the usage for each of them is going down. And, like,
so this is cool for Embiid, but not cool for...
This isn't the... No, it's a little bit of a different situation, because you're not splitting shots. You're just, like, he's a young player. He's been injured. Parker, aren't you muted?
Am I talking?
This is not the who's best at playing their role game. This is the All-Star game. And Lillard is clearly the All-Star. I mean, there's literally Lillard time. The man, like, second best long-range shooter in the NBA besides Curry. He takes over and
what?
Yeah. From beyond 35 feet, Lillard is... Clearly the second best shooter.
Like John Wall.
Oh, we're talking like long range, like the two attempts you take a game, then 30, yeah, I guess I'll take that into consideration when I'm deciding who's going to be in the All-Star game.
There's a lot of those in the All-Star game.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't make somebody an All-Star.
If you're trying to win the All-Star
shot.
Game,
you give me 10 shots, I'll probably make two from 35 feet. I mean, come on.
Lillard, you're
a good shooter, Tyler.
Lillard leads his team in a way that Draymond doesn't, and in a way that Klay doesn't, and in a way that Steph doesn't. And his stats are better than all of them. His scoring stats.
I just take
yeah because he doesn't have to he doesn't have to share the ball with.
But it's not the who can play their role best game. It's the All-Star game.
Again, I think
Klay
Thompson is a better player than Damian Lillard. I also
Klay
think Draymond Green.
Would you really put Draymond in over?
Yes, Ryan? Draymond does it all. Draymond is besides LeBron and maybe Giannis,
dude,
most
dick.
Versatile player in the. Yeah, I hate
yeah,
him.
Yeah.
I do not like him. He kicks people in the
out
balls
of principle, man. Come on, let's just
out of principle. I don't love him, but like, come on. You have to. I'm not going to get into it. But I don't think Damian Lillard is like should just objectively be in the All-Star game because he's the best player on Portland.
We can make this really easy by taking DeAndre Jordan out instead of.
Why is Karl Anthony Towns not in?
I know, right?
What is that?
Yep.
Dude,
I think
the man is averaging 23 points and 12 rebounds, and he's not starting.
He's underperforming.
The Timberwolves suck. The Timberwolves are terrible. Well, look. I thought the Timberwolves were going to be, like, incredible this year. Nobody thought the Sixers would be as good as they
yeah,
are.
Yeah, fair.
Good. In air quotes.
It's kind of crazy that DeAndre Jordan has never been All-Star before this year.
He didn't deserve it this year.
It's kind of crazy
well,
how
he
wins, like, first-team All-NBA all the time
right.
for literally no reason.
Over Boogie for no reason.
But yeah.
I don't know. If I was doing this, it would come down to replacing DeAndre with Karl-Anthony Towns. And probably I'd get rid of one of Hayward and Draymond and then put Lillard there. But
hey, don't
I don't
mess
with
my man's Gordon Hayward.
I
hear the argument for both of them.
Gordon Hayward's a great guy, man.
Hayward's
up
on
the map.
Yeah, I hear the argument
for
both of them.
He almost ended Duke in what was could have been the greatest shot of all time.
Dude, that would have been insane.
R.I.P.
Also, you know who really deserves to be in the All-Star game is Chris Paul.
He's injured, though. I mean, like, that's not a question of skill.
No, I know, but he should have been voted in.
But he also, like, carries the whole team. Without them, they're nothing.
Yeah, so he should have been voted in.
If DeAndre is in there, then Chris Paul should be in there, because without Chris Paul, right. DeAndre is nothing.
Like, true. Pick Chris Paul and then just replace him immediately, because he deserves an All-Star selection for this season. Just because he's hurt right now doesn't mean anything.
You know who I would replace?
Who?
DeMarcus Cousins.
Oh, my God.
That's a bad take.
I would
at Ryan Miller.
At Ryan Miller. At Millard Fillmore, actually.
True.
But I would replace DeMarcus Cousins, not because of his skill. Not because of his skill, but because of my personal hate for him.
Okay. Well,
I would replace him with Myers Leonard, just to run him in a little bit.
I'm all about Myers Leonard being the All-Star game. I wish he made
best,
a three-point
best assist. Looking player in the NBA.
Clearly.
What? Alan Crabb is there looking. What? If you're talking about just the Blazers, it's Alan. Look at the hair, dog. That's Odell
Dude,
Beckham
okay,
levels.
It's just the hair.
Have you guys seen Mario Hezonja?
Let me.
You're right.
No.
You're right, man. Just saying.
Sorry.
Yeah, I think.
I'm going to pull up a picture real quick.
Right. Oh, yeah, so the listeners can see.
Tell me that's not beautiful.
I think.
He looks like every dad on Teen Mom.
He just kind of looks like a dick.
Every dad on Teen Mom. That's what Myers Leonard looks like.
He looks like such a dick.
He just looks like an asshole.
The real asshole is Boogie.
Alright, there was a fantastic feature about Boogie that should make everyone appreciate him in a new light, because
I
know really
I didn't. It was he's no. still a jerk.
He's a good guy. That guy
he's really
actually,
not.
Actually, that feature about Boogie was not that good to him.
It really
well,
wasn't.
It said if he needed people's respect, and I can respect. Like,
the
no,
point
it's
of the
different than what he's
no, the point of the future was
as.
Not saying that Boogie is being disrespected. The point of the future is saying that Boogie is a bully and like demands respect from
no,
people.
No, right. George Carl is a bully.
You earn,
George Carl is
you,
a bully.
You,
that's
a totally
beside
different.
The yo, what is George Carl's problem?
I know.
What? I hate that guy. I thought he was a good coach. Now I just hate him.
He's in the same like Colin Cowherd category.
This is
like
that.
He's trying to sell books.
Yeah, this is like that thing where you're like you're fighting for relevance, so you just say anything that comes
so
to mind.
So you say Kenyon
like
Martin can't be a leader.
Oh my god, it's
George Carl 2020
and Carmelo.
Like,
and then Lillard is the problem with the Blazers because Terry Stotts is a good coach, and I know that, so it can't possibly be him. Not that Terry Stotts is the problem. I'm just.
Are we talking about
Terry
Stotts
almost
contest?
Won the coach of the year last year.
I don't mind. I actually like Terry Stotts. I also like Lillard. I'm not arguing for either. I'm just saying that George Karl has ridiculous takes.
Yeah.
But, you know, it could be the beginning of a presidential bid. We've seen this before.
Okay, I didn't know this before. And Joel Embiid is actually in the skills challenge. I just saw this right now.
Oh, yeah, he is.
So,
him and Boogie.
You guys, I mean, maybe he'll win
that. For Rihanna purposes, does that count as being an All-Star?
Maybe.
It's close.
For some
it's
background, At one point,
I don't think Rihanna takes exceptions.
Joel Embiid said that he was hitting on an unnamed famous girl, and she told him to come back when he's an All-Star. So in part of his Twitter All-Star campaign, which is by far the best Twitter All-Star campaign,
it was really good.
It was really good. He's the man is a master of social media.
He had a
media.
Fake Donald Trump tweet saying Joel Embiid hashtag NBA.
In his Twitter campaign for All-Star, he told this story and said, "Please vote me in. I need your help. I need to get with this girl." And the speculation is that it's Rihanna. That hasn't actually been confirmed.
Remind me how we got to that conclusion.
I don't know, but like all of the... it's a rumor, man. Like, we're just going to go with it. But like,
that's what Twitter went with.
I'm pretty sure I heard it from you, even.
You probably did.
I don't know where it came from.
Right after I voted for you for the All-Star game.
I received three... Alex Lawton received three All-Star votes. One from Parker, and he got two retweets. So that's the way the Twitter voting is, that's three votes.
All right. We'll get to my that most retweeted tweet ever.
We'll get to that a little bit later.
All right.
But anyway, so... Joel Embiid did not get to be an All-Star, so he might not get with Rihanna, but the skills challenge...
Rihanna's to take exceptions.
Yeah.
Rihanna's out here for the finest.
Sorry, I just read Alex's hot take for later.
Yeah, so...
It actually gets colder as you think about it.
Okay.
Alright. You know, what do you guys think of the comparison? I think this is... relevant to, like, Embiid and Draymond and all the people on the Warriors. The comparison between, like, someone like Lillard, who literally, like, carries his team and has better stats, but someone like Draymond, who plays on a better team, has maybe a bit smaller of a role, but is also a very key contributor.
I don't really subscribe to the whole, like, without him, their team would be nothing, so he should be an All-Star. Like, I don't subscribe. Like, I think you can just objectively look at it and say Draymond Green is a better basketball player than Damian Lillard.
Not if you look at the stats, though.
I would go
you
the
can
other
objectively
way.
Look at the... You can
Lillard's,
watch...
Lillard's playing 26,
Lillard
6,
has,
and 5.
Lillard has to be the primary ball handler on his team. Like, Like, you cannot compare
lots of
what a,
do.
You can't compare what a guard.
DeMar DeRozan does.
Are you going to let me finish what I'm saying, or am I just going to have to keep dealing with this? What I'm saying is you can literally objectively look at a game film and see who impacts the game more. It's Draymond Green. You put Draymond Green on any team, and I guarantee you they're better than they were before. Damian Lillard, you probably can't say the same.
I could say literally everything you just said and flip the two names, I feel like.
That's fine.
Lillard,
I
from me watching
true.
Tape, from me looking at stats, he is the better player between the two of them.
Absolutely.
Like, this would be a cool.
I don't necessarily agree that with the fact that Damian Lillard makes the Blazers better. Like, I really don't. I think
that's a George Karl take.
Where does that come from?
I just don't think he's like that great of a ball handler. He does not for a starting point guard to average 5.7 assists a game is not All Star worthy.
Okay. Kyrie averages 5.7 assists per game.
What are DeRozan's stats?
DeRozan's also not a point guard.
Yeah.
I didn't say Kyrie should be.
Lowry averages like one more assist than that. I don't think that's like a.
But they don't play in the West. They don't play in the West with like the West has a bigger talent pool. Like, we can all agree that the West has.
Well, yeah, Draymond plays in the West too.
Yeah,
I mean,
yes. So I'm saying they have to compete with guys like Draymond. They don't have to compete.
So
he
should
have
more assists instead of less if he plays in the West. Doesn't the West
have
better defenses?
You're not following me. Okay. What I'm saying is, Damian Lillard has to be that much better because he's competing with guys like Draymond as opposed to people like Dwight Howard for all-star bids.
But he's also competing against... Parker makes a point. He's also competing against guys like Draymond, which impacts the way
he's night in, night out. Well, Draymond's competing against... Well, Draymond actually... They're not playing against each other. Like, they don't guard each other.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, but he was like... But the point remains. If the talent pool is bigger, he's competing against harder
teams. Lillard is a better fourth guy than Draymond is. And Lillard's also a better first guy than Draymond is.
I don't know. I feel like that was a bad comparison because they're different positions. Like,
it's hard.
Like,
yeah, you're right.
They probably wouldn't be in. Like, you probably wouldn't swap Lillard for Draymond anyways, mm-hmm. just because Draymond's
Lillard
in there.
Can't really be a
but no, you can
yeah,
because in the reserves, it's you have what is it? 3 forwards and 2 guards,
and
then
two utility,
which could either be a forward or a guard.
I would
so
rather
swap
a guy like Gordon.
I mean, I guess like hypothetically you could, but like looking at this, they have.
I would swap Lillard for Curry. I wouldn't put Lillard in a starting spot, but I would put Westbrook into that starting spot and take Curry out. Curry's performance, you pointed this out to me the other day, Curry's performance is down. His minutes are down and his performance
is
down.
Yeah, but he still deserves to make the All-Star game.
He still should be in the All-Star game, absolutely.
Like, clearly.
Bill Simmons also has this take.
Bill Simmons has a lot of takes.
I respect all
shout
of them.
Bill Simmons, but you got a lot of takes.
Bill Simmons, if you're listening to this, I love you.
Yeah.
Love you too.
He's
the
godfather to us all,
takes.
But like... that's
a
bad
take.
Yeah, no, Curry, so, dude, Curry, like, he dropped 43, like, two nights ago, and then dropped 39
tonight.
On
29 minutes, I think it was. It was
yeah,
like 29
crazy,
minutes
right. If only Joel Embiid could do that.
If only.
So, the selection process for this year was, I think it was the first year they did this. In the past, didn't it used to be 100% fan voting?
Yeah.
For the starters?
For the starters, yeah.
So, it was 100% fan voting for the starters, and the best player, or the most votes in each position would be the starters. This year they kind of switched it up. The fans, the fan voting was 50% of the vote. Mm-hmm. The players actually got a vote, 25%. I actually don't think the players had a good turnout in voting. A lot of people didn't vote. And then the media.
I want to make a Trump joke, but I'm not going to.
And then there was like a media panel that got 25% vote. And then, for example, like Russell Westbrook was third in the fans, I think first in the media. And, like, maybe second in the players. And the way it stacked out, his average ended up being, I think, like 2.5 or something, which was equal to Harden's. But Harden was higher in the fans, which took, like...
Wait, that's a tiebreaker.
Did you guys
see
that,
tiebreaker.
That Inside the NBA episode where, like, Charles Barkley was struggling to understand it? It's so funny.
He's just like, you got that, Chuck? This is 2 points right here.
Can we all, like, move past Charles Barkley? Like, no one should listen to him. It's the same
I find him so entertaining.
We should just move past him. I don't
take his take seriously, but he's the fun... Did you see his top 25 players in the NBA today? He put Kyrie at number 25, and he put Kevin Love at 21. I think it was.
Yeah, but that's like how we feed into like Skip Bayless and Callum Carr and all these guys. You just say ridiculous things and people are like, that's entertaining. Like, we should listen. Like,
no, it's entertaining in a different way because you just, Chuck just comes off as
right,
just like.
So,
talking about the voting process.
So,
Charles Barkley for starter.
So, we have, like, I think this is a good thing. I think the argument can be made that maybe it's not enough to get, like, enough oversight, I guess, if you want to call it. Like, Zaza Pachulia finished number 2 in the West front court fan voting, but thank God he didn't make the team.
Right.
Which, I mean, that would have been, like, ridiculous.
We're arguing
you know? Like, in the old system, he would have been a starter.
and Wade.
We're arguing about Draymond Lillard, like, getting a reserve spot, and then that he would have bumped someone else out.
Right, yeah.
Entirely.
Neither of them would have got the spot.
Yeah.
I
Well, Zaza weren't even American votes that got him there. Like, most of the votes that got him there came from IP addresses in Georgia, not the state, the country of Georgia.
It's not that bad, though. I mean, yeah, I mean other countries want to vote for the All-Star game.
No, they can vote for, they can vote for the FIBA game, but they can't vote.
All right. Okay.
This is
build a wall that All-Star votes cannot get through. I actually think it should be a third, a third, a third. I think it's the next logical step.
I think that makes sense, yeah.
Fans deserve a vote, but, I mean, they do have a little bit too much of one.
I'd say 50% media. The way
yeah,
it is
I would go with 50% media as well. 25-25 is what I would probably do.
I think it totally makes sense to have coaches select the reserves, though, because
I like that.
After you give the fans the choice in who they want to see start, because the fans want to see someone start, and you got to respect that. But then after those first five come out, it's up to the coaches how to build the toolkit that they want to play with for the rest of the game. And
as though it's a real
game,
it's
an all-star
game,
though.
Hey, man.
I think it should all be voting. I really do. But I think you need to amend the voting system so that the fans get a little bit less of a...
Why don't we just do fans 25, coaches 25, players 25, media 25? Is there a problem
with
that?
You don't think the coaches... Well, no. Okay, I guess if you make it all the same weight... Like, I just think the media is the least biased of all of them, so they should have the most weight.
Right.
Like, the players and the coaches, if you give them each 25, they're going to vote for people on their own team.
Well, they can't.
Well, you can't.
Yeah, can't. The
no,
players
you,
can't vote for people.
You can't vote for
the coaches. Can
you can't vote for yourself or your own team? You have to vote for other
the
teams.
Players. Mm-hmm. The coaches
and
can
I
pick guys up their
think,
own.
Think does the East only vote for the East and the West only vote for the West, or is it everyone?
I have
for everyone?
No
I'm
idea
not
about
sure.
That. I mean, you like we live in the East and we get to vote for the West and the East. Like, I feel like you should get to vote for.
Yeah,
the
but
game.
I mean that's a little bit different. You just go on Twitter. You just go on Twitter, type in a name and a hashtag, and
so the players can do that too.
Yeah, but
yeah,
that
but
doesn't that
oh,
votes
true. You're
that,
right,
that
you're
count.
Right,
so
right.
If Joel Embiid
fair.
Tweets Joel Embiid NBA
that's
vote, that
vote.
Doesn't count as a player vote. That counts as a fan vote, which
right.
is a little bit confusing. But the player
sense.
Voting process is a very different process.
Yes. No, you're right.
So
I forgot to mention that.
Yeah, I mean
it is kind of. Can I say that real quick?
Yeah.
It is kind of weird that we change it now because like number of All Star appearances is a big thing for like Hall of Fame voting, and like any player after 2016 is now gonna have. A deflated number of All-Star appearances because when they stop being good, they're not going to get those extra three or four.
That might make it more significant. That makes All-Star appearances after 2016 more of a big deal when you're talking when you're having that inevitable conversation that young ones tend to have about like who's the greatest of all time. Like you know,
save it for another podcast.
I don't even like that question. But
it's
like
LeBron.
I don't even like that
it's
question.
Austin Rivers.
But like people are inevitably going to have that debate and.
Yeah.
People are never really going to have that debate, and like, it's not that you can't. You're going to be like, people are going to be like, oh, back in the old days, like all stars meant some. Actually, people
meant nothing.
People are going to be like, all stars meant nothing. It's going to be the
right.
same argument as like the short white guy argument.
It just throws another wrench in it. You just can't compare players all star to all star now.
Yeah.
Dunk contest.
Yeah, you guys want
to
talk about
to
the
it.
Dunk contest? I honestly don't even know who's in the dunk contest.
Aaron Gordon. That's all that matters.
Yeah,
next.
I don't think there's the
most. Aaron Gordon. Aaron Gordon. Giannis is in there. Giannis is in there.
Giannis is in it.
No,
Giannis
I heard he's
not
in
it.
Giannis definitely is in it.
No, it's DeAndre Jordan,
so,
Glenn Robinson, Derek Jones, and Aaron Gordon.
Yeah.
If that team had a point guard, they'd be okay.
Yeah, so we have for the. Yeah, that was the dunk contest then for 3-point. It's
got a shit ton of lobs.
Yeah,
yeah right.
It's Clay,
Chris Paul in there.
Kyrie, Kyle Lowry, Kemba Walker, Eric Gordon, Wesley Matthews, CJ McCollum, and Nick Young.
Swaggy
Thank
P.
God the Blazers
pretty,
got one player in there.
This is a pretty good field, I feel like. I think, obviously, Steph isn't playing,
right.
And I don't know if Otto Porter wasn't invited or turned down
the
invite.
Leading the league?
He's at like
46%.
46%?
Jesus.
Yeah. So I think he probably turned it down. I feel like they would offer somebody who's leading the league and
shooting 46%.
Yeah, I think they'd offer him. I don't know what that was.
What volume is he shooting? How many 3-point?
He's not shooting as much as any of these guys.
What about JJ?
Oh yeah,
he's
good
had
point.
His time.
No. I feel like JJ Redick should be. What's funny is the 3-point contest always has a better field than the dunk contest every single time.
there's just not less chance. There's yeah, less like chance the, you'll get hurt in the 3-point contest. Yeah,
definitely that's not.
I feel like also the way the league is going, there are like more.
Last year the field goal.
There's just like there's just like a larger quantity of really great 3-point shooters than there are. There's like a larger quantity. There's a larger field of really great 3-point shooters, and there's like a field of really great dunkers. Because like, who are the really great dunkers? Like,
I think the problem with the dunk contest is that like as it progresses, there's just so much. Like, so many, there aren't as many opportunities for you to do something creative.
It takes too long, too. That contest takes forever. Before last year, I would have said move the 3-point contest to the night capper because it was more entertaining. Yeah. Luckily, Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon.
Johnny, make your point, though, before
which one?
We move on.
Oh, I was going to say last year was the only year I remember, like we said before, where the dunk contest field was better than the 3-pointer field. As last year was like it revitalized the entire thing to where they didn't feel like they had to like restructure it again because the last few years they always felt like they needed to redo the voting or they needed to redo it and make it for the fans can vote on which dunk. And then last year it kind of changed all that. It took that like concentration off of that and put it back on the dunkers.
What cool. Aaron Gordon is Aaron Gordon though because of that dunk contest. It's not like he was a huge dunker before that.
Whoa!
Well, I mean, he was a huge always, game, but people like didn't know about him as like this.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, he's now kind of he plays in Orlando. Like Orlando's not like a good team. There's no way people are gonna know about that.
Yeah,
he's like
if you've seen any of his high school like
oh dude
anybody from California yeah I know anybody who had watched.
Also, Arizona State.
To the rest of the to America, this is coming out.
I was introduced to him then, and now, like in my mind, he's like not as a player, but as a dunker, he's on par with Blake Griffin in my mind. Like if I think of like the top two dunkers in the NBA, I go Blake Griffin and I go Aaron Gordon.
Larry Nance Jr.
Yeah, Larry Nance Jr. has got some posters, but Blake Griffin is still the best.
Blake Griffin is the best, but he's like very much up there, and I had no idea who he was before that game.
Yeah,
I'll be 100% honest. I'm sorry, Johnny.
That's fair. I understand. Don't worry about it.
I have one last point about the dunk contest. If we're about to move on, we should just, for the record, establish whatever happens this year, and I don't know what's going to happen out on the floor. Jumping over the hood of the car is not the same thing as jumping over a car.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it was an underwhelming dunk. It's a cold take.
I could have jumped over that car.
It was cool.
We all know. Just before some goofball goes out there and tries it again, you can't jump over the hood of the car and calling it jumping.
Somebody's probably going to try to jump over the whole car in this dunk contest.
I'm okay with that. And if they clear the actual car, that's all good with me.
I thought LaVine, if he was in it, was going to try a car dunk from the free throw line.
Jesus.
That would be bold.
Yeah.
The stadium would just fall down.
Are we going to do skills challenge or...
Nah, okay. I don't really care about the skills challenge. And we're getting low on time.
That's fair. I'm for Team Big Man. I'm for Team Big Man in the skills challenge.
Dude, Boogie's going to take him home.
Joel Embiid. Why is Devin Booker? Okay.
Devin Booker's going to win that. Devin Booker's going to win.
He doesn't have handles like that, though.
We'll make a bet after the podcast, Booker will win.
So, let's talk about a little change of direction. Let's get some Super Bowl predictions. Big weekend.
Let's go Pats.
All right.
All right, that's okay.
Mute. Do you want my hot take?
Go ahead.
So, Chris Hogan will be Super Bowl MVP.
That's a name I've never heard in my life.
7-11, always open. He had 180 yards against the Steelers last week.
Room is currently burning down.
look, Goodell. Okay, so here, hear me out. Goodell does not want to give MVP to Brady.
I don't think he has the power.
You think they call him the ginger hammer for nothing? You think he doesn't have the power? You think he's not petty enough to make that not happen?
Is it just you who calls him the ginger hammer?
No, everyone.
I've never heard that before in my life.
Lots of people call him the ginger hammer.
Never heard that before.
Lots of people call him the ginger hammer. Anyway, Goodell does not want to hand that trophy to Brady. There are already prop bets out there about whether or not they'll even shake hands after the game. I'm not kidding right now. You can bet yes or no on whether or not they'll shake hands.
You know, he won't have to make that decision because the Falcons are going to win.
That's not true.
We're
beyond that.
Dude, this is Atlanta's year.
Chris Hogan, 180 yards. Here's the thing. Chris
is that
Hogan
your prediction?
That's my prediction.
Okay.
No. 180 yards is my prediction. MVP is my prediction. Okay. I don't care about the stats, man. He's going to win it. He is currently, the line is 25-1. On him winning MVP. Now, you tell me, in a season and a half worth of games, Chris Hogan doesn't have one that is MVP worthy?
What are you talking about? Here's the only thing that matters.
That makes it a good bet to make. And if I were a betting man, I would take that bet.
No matter who wins on Sunday, in 8 months, America's going to win when Beyonce gives birth to two beautiful twins.
Yes, indeed. I got red and yellow ivy as the MVPs of Super Bowl.
White ivy would be kind of...
White ivy's pretty dope.
Yeah, think about that. Yeah. You know?
Is the last name going to necessarily be ivy?
Middle name.
I mean, like, you can only assume. We're going by precedent here.
Okay. So, that's fair. Hustle with the Super Bowl take, though.
So. I've got Falcons 2 touchdowns.
Damn. Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah.
That's bold.
Actually hot this time.
Right. These are bold.
I've got Brady 4 rushing touchdowns. Patriots win 28-0.
All right.
Wow.
That's bold. My hot take. 4 rushing touchdowns.
You wanted bold. I'm giving it to you.
They're going
to
carry him into the end zone.
My hot take is that Lady Gaga is booted off stage and Migos rises. Delivers the best concert.
Do it
that way, though.
Do it for the culture.
Do it for the culture.
And my take is, as I said earlier, I legitimately believe Hogan will be Super Bowl MVP.
I got Bill Belichick rocking a sleeveless suit.
That's not hot.
That's the coldest take.
No, that's a suit.
A literal suit.
Okay. That's pretty hot. That's not going to happen. Like, the sleeveless thing is pretty cold, but he's never going to wear a suit, man. It's going to be some sort of hood.
Get it sleeveless cold. Makes sense.
Yeah. I feel like maybe Julio Jones goes for 300 yards.
If you think about where they play all season, that's where I was going with that one.
Nice. Maybe Julio has 300 yards.
They're playing in Houston.
Again, I was going
to... So Travis Scott's going to come out then. Not after he fell down. He's going to fall down and, like, pop out the other side.
So, thank you, everyone, for listening to us ramble.
A lot of that.
If you want
God bless you follow, if you made
it this far. If you want to follow us on some social media, you can follow the Georgetown Voice generally at GTown Voice on Twitter. You can follow the Georgetown Sports section at GU Voice Sports. You can follow Halftime, Georgetown Sports and Leisure blog at HalftimeGU. You can also subscribe to the Voice Podcast Network, where you can get a lot of great podcasts on iTunes, Overcast, whatever you use to get podcasts. If you're interested in some of the very hot basketball takes that were thrown around today specifically, you could follow all of us personally. I am at Nick Gavio.
I am at Tyler_Pree, and on Instagram it's just Tyler Pree. No underscores or anything. TylerPearre. Follow that shit.
I'm at.
It's a good follow, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm at Alex C. Lewontin. Lewontin is LEWONTIN.
Not real Johnny Long. Spell it before.
only for the real listeners.
They know.
Don't follow me unless you're a real listener. I'm at Buckets Houston. Instagram, again, is at buckets.houston. I have one photo up, so help me out.
I can't believe I started.
If you go on Parker's Twitter, there is a tweet that is Alex Lewontin, hashtag NBA vote. Please retweet, because every retweet is another NBA All-Star vote for me. Get me to the game, please.
This is true.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Bye, guys.